Foot washing, John 13:8. If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Foot washing was a customary practice of the ancient saints. It was in practice long before the time of Christ. Even in the days of the patriarch, Abraham offered to wash the feet of the two angels and God himself, who appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre. In those days the Jews wore sandals. It was necessary for them to wash their feet and water drawn from a cistern placed at the entrance. In a great house, the servants carried out foot washing. But in an ordinary home, it was customary for parents or elderly people to wash the feet of children or minors. As a special act of affection or humility, the host might even wash his guest's feet. When a Jew is invited to attend a feast, he would normally take a bath before going out. Upon reaching the host's house, he needs to wash only his feet. Thus he will be clean all over and can attend the feast joyfully. To have a part with Jesus. John 13:8-9. Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." However, the sacrament of foot washing is not a custom. This is evident when Jesus was about to wash the feet of Peter, who refused the washing. From the reply of Jesus, such a refusal would amount to having no part with him. On hearing the Lord's reply, Peter became extremely terrified and immediately requested a complete wash of his whole body. If the matter was only a replay of Jewish custom, why was Peter so serious about it? To have no part with the Lord would mean separation from Jesus. We who have a part with the Lord are members of the Lord's body. Clearly, this sacrament concerns our salvation. Jesus' command, John 13:15-17. "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is no greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." The Lord further instructed his disciples to do to others what he had done to them. "For I have given you an example. I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." Here the clause, "who is sent," in the original text has the meaning of an apostle. It would thus only be right for a person who is sent to conduct this sacrament, the one who performs it representing the Lord. He must invoke the name of Jesus. It is to be performed upon each of us once in our lifetime. In drawing a conclusion, Jesus implied, "He who rejects his instruction is to reject the Lord." To love one another, John 13:1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world. He loved them to the end. There are also numerous teachings that we can learn from foot washing. It shows how Jesus loved his disciples to the end and is a valuable example that we should always remember to put into practice. Only with this perfect love may we be bold in the day of judgment to see God face to face. To be holy. John 13:10-11. Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, 'You are not all clean.'" To have a part in the Lord requires keeping ourselves holy continuously. Holiness includes good behavior in our thinking, speech, and actions. By cultivating ourselves in these regards, will the body of Christ, which is the church, be holy without blemish. To be humble. Matthew 20:26-28. "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." In washing the disciples' feet, Jesus revealed the essence of humility. He set an example of the Master serving his servants, even to the point of giving up his life for them. He explained that humility has a direct bearing on our entry into the kingdom of God. By becoming as humble as a little child, we secure our future inheritance. To forgive one another. Matthew 6:14-15. "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." The washing of Judas' feet reveals Jesus' forgiveness of others, even though he knew Judas would betray him. Likewise, he demands us to forgive others to the end. Our forgiveness of others causes God to forgive us. In conclusion, from Jesus' instruction, foot washing is a sacrament which enables us to have part in him. We who abide in it will be blessed.